Power. Welcome to Blueprint for Life. Just sharing some scenery with you that's taking place. Sorry, I'm just having some technical difficulties. Let me get this camera straightened out. If you'll bear with me for a moment. There we go. All right. Welcome to Blueprint for Life, the Awakening, and the title of this lesson, this show, is This Too. In other words, this too shall pass. Blueprint for Life, I am V, the Preacher. This is brought to you by Block Talk Radio. This is brought to you by the Black Cultural Restoration Association, committed to restoring the identity of the original Hebrew man, one asleep mind at a time, and also committed to the education, endurance, preparing, taking care of our people, that we don't have to grandstand and do that all out in front of everybody for them to see. However, we are equipped and prepared to give the information, the knowledge that will strengthen you, empower you, enlighten you, illuminate you into the knowledge of the truth, and the truth will set you free. It will not be said here that our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because the knowledge is here, available, and vast. We study to show ourselves approved, a workman, meaning not to be ashamed. We're not just sitting back waiting on somebody to preach and teach to us three times a week via some video mechanism or social media. No. We encourage you and implore you to study and fall in love with the scriptures and the Bible. When the scripture said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart," that means if that Bible's not there, you know this word and it's in you, and that's where we want to see you get to. Believe it or not, an elder, pastor, or preacher should preach himself out of a membership, because you should equip people to the point where they will leave you and go make other disciples and build up the kingdom, not your church, not your camp, not your academy. You know, and by the way, before I get off into Blueprint for Life to help you understand some things, let me say something to some people that want to say that their fruit and their works are how many likes or followers you have. You're worldly, and that is not of the Most High Yah, because the disciples didn't have social media to rely on and depend on to gauge where they were or how they were doing in the sight of people. Anyone that's being that's looking at those type of things to gauge where they are in this particular society is shaking hands with Hashatan himself. Because that is a mechanism that we can utilize to preach, but we don't rely on their numbers and their systems, because they're doing shadow banning. They will let go who they want to go forth and pull back who they want to pull back. And it's kind of like if you say, check my works, check the fruit of my tree. I know we're trying to be close to when Christ gave the analogy of cursing the fig tree because it wasn't producing fruit. But I'm going to give you another analogy today. Today we have folks that have sold out and shaken hands, farmers with Monsanto, and their tree is producing fruit, but it's GMOs. And what are GMOs? GMO fruits can't reproduce. They have no seeds. The nerve to call a watermelon organic and it has no seeds, meaning it can't produce life. There's false fruit out there, people. And what we should do is I can do a treatise on Matthew's 6th chapter. He said, when you give, do it in secret so I can reward you openly. He also said, lay not up for yourself treasures and stores in heaven where you're trying to grab all this money and tangible things so that you feel like you can be prepared for the wilderness or to go where you need to go. You're not quite understanding how this works. I'm going to ask you today after this lesson to study Matthew's 6th chapter, the entire chapter. Because no man can serve two masters. You can't chase money, mammon, and chase the Most High. It's not going to work. It's just not going to work. So what you need to understand is that we're in a time of separation where he's separating the sheep from the goats. And he told the sheep, enter thou into my rest. The sheep didn't even know why. They said, why? He said, because when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was cold, you clothed me. And they said, when did we do that? He said, such as you've done unto the least of them, meaning the homeless, the destitute, the widows. When you helped them, you helped me. If you're doing so good in your ministry and you got so much fruit, can we go back to the Acts, the second chapter paradigm, where we all sold what we had, put it in one pot to help each other to get through these tough times? You know, some people don't even realize that if you're doing so good, because, yeah, we're counting your money because we want to see what you're doing. If you're doing so good, why don't you set up storage like Joseph so that when the people begin to come to you for grain, you'll be prepared to give them grain, give them loans, help them get houses, help them to get supplies to store and put to the side. Is that transpiring, or are you gathering money for yourself like Matthew's 6th chapter 19 through 21? Do me a favor, folks. Don't get caught up into people that are preaching on the narratives that are being swayed by Satan in this hour. He's presenting a narrative to sway you from the book of Revelations and Daniel and all these other prophetic books of our prophets, because the Most High has revealed everything to the prophets. Enoch, for this remote generation right here, he revealed it to them. And they gave you 66 books and told you that's it, that's all, that's demonic. Expand your horizons and go read the so-called lost books and the banned books and the apocryphal books and put these prophecies together so you understand. This hour is our time to encourage our people and bring in that small remnant of people who are yet going to come in with the last few seconds we have left in this tribulation. You are in the remote generation. This is the time of trial that's going to lead to the hour of temptation that will fall on the whole world. And we're encouraging and exhorting ourselves. The narratives we don't need to preach on, because Satan is trying to sway you left and right. He's got you going to and fro. That's just as bad as following every wind of doctrine. If you follow every trend that's in the news, you will respond and react accordingly. You'll be just like this world. Let me go hurry up and get some guns. Oh, let me go get some more ammo. Oh, let me go hurry up and get some more water. Oh, let me hurry up and go get some more food. Oh, let me hurry up and go get a generator. Satan got you going while some people making money, becoming billionaires off your fear. And don't play games with me or the Most High and say you don't have a spirit of fear on you because you're just saying you're concerned or you're just trying to make sure. Fear has many cousins: anxiety, doubt, worry, can't sleep, just in case. What do you think?
Sorry, could you say that again? Sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Okay, devil's in the computer. Wow. Well, as long as y'all people can hear me, you know where that came from. So, nevertheless, stay away from the cousins of fear. You can't break my trance, Satan. And listen, I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Artificial intelligence, the metaverse, and what's taking place, and how Satan is trying to immerse you into his world because there's a war on life. We're going to get to that in a second. Actually, you know what? I applaud you who have 100, 200 followers, listeners, because you're not worried about that. You're probably not counting the numbers. Most High said, I'll watch over my word to perform. He said, if one man comes in, all the angels in heaven will rejoice. You telling people, push the like button so I can build more traffic towards us, and then we get 100,000 subscribers, and I can get a check from YouTube. Y'all some clowns, man. I'm not in the mood for it today. I'm really not in the mood for it today. All of you who are doing the work, be encouraged, and don't play the keep up with the Joneses game. That's called comparative self-worth. When you start comparing yourself to other people, that's the game of social media, to see where you stand, how many likes, how many followers you got. Get out of that mindset. Come out of her, my people, the world. Preach the gospel. Be instant in season and out of season. And when I turn off this mechanism, this whatever it is that I'm using for a moment, the work continues. The ministry continues. Everyone you encounter, it continues. The angels you encounter, the demon possessed. The light you're spreading. The salt you're spreading. The words you're dropping. The people you're clothing and feeding. It doesn't stop. So, yeah, we're keeping track on you demonized, so-called, I'm not even going to go there anymore. We're going to keep track on you and keep an eye on you and take you before the Most High, because our daddy's not pleased with the games being played with his people. They're not your people. He's going to watch over his people and protect them. He has a remnant. Don't be swayed, people. Try the spirit by the spirit. And when you hear something being preached and teached, ask yourself, what's the purpose? Where are they coming from? And let me go look up that scripture myself. Let me do some research on it. Stop being spoon-fed. Blueprint for Life is to help restore the moral fiber of our community, our people, the indigenous, and bring us back closer to Yah. Here's the amazing thing. You must come back to the Ten Commandments. Even though you've got these Christian churches telling you the law is done away with, you've got to come back to the law. And, you know, you could turn around. I've heard all the little cute little things people do. Many people say, oh, I guess you're right. Like, well, let me sleep with your wife since you think the law is done away with. Or you don't mind your kids cussing you out tonight and staying out all night. You know, and everybody will be like, logically, like, come on, you're taking it too far. No, they're not taking it too far. When you say the law is done away with, you're scratching all the ten. But here's the thing I want to bring up. People can embrace all nine of them when you break it down, because to bear false witness is to gossip and lie of your neighbor. They can bear witness with all nine of them, but when you come down to that Sabbath, people have a problem. First thing they call you Seventh-day Adventist. But the scripture tells us that the Sabbath is a sign between us and him. That is the sign. That is one of the most wonderful holy days there is, because you have an opportunity and you have a mandate from the Most High to come out of the world on the Sabbath when the sun goes down Friday, and don't go spend your money in the markets. Don't go do any of those things. When Nehemiah was restoring the law and they were building the walls, Nehemiah had to push away the money changers, the food trucks, because they kept coming on Saturday to entice the people and tempt them to break the Shabbat. Nehemiah said, if you come around here again with your food carts and your vegetables and your stuff trying to entice people, children of Israel, to break the Sabbath, I'm going to lay hands on you. That's just how serious the prophet was about the Sabbath, the Most High Sabbath, and breaking that sign. This is a seal, folks, and we're trying to be sealed until the day of redemption while we're enduring until the end. You need to understand that. And that's why people have the biggest problem with the Sabbath. And we're living in a lawless society overall. When we talk about lawlessness, we're talking about 1 John 3 and 4. Sin is lawlessness. Let's look at some of these scriptures of lawlessness real quick. 1 John 3 and 4, we mentioned, tells you that when you're in sin, it's because you're not keeping the law. What is the law? The commandments. Many of you are natural born adulterers, fornicators, you're idolaters. You know, the idolatry is when you put something up and esteem it on a high level. Covetousness runs hand in hand with idolatry, because you always want something, not need something. Because my Yah shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. And he will do it. You just have not got to the point of trust. And you know why that is? We live in a faithless society because there's a shortage of real word. Because the word of Yah increases your faith. Because you hear a word, you put it to work, and it manifests in front of you, and your faith should increase. I hope you're following with me because I've moved on from these so-called leaders, teachers, whatever they're doing. I want you to understand that Matthew 24 and 12 said, because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. Where's your love? You don't love me. Because you don't want to keep the commandments because you're living in a lawless society. 2 Peter 2 and 8, for by what he saw and heard, that righteous man, while living among them, felt his righteous soul tormented day after day by their lawless deeds. This brings torment to your life. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 7, for the mystery of lawlessness, this is a major one right here, is already at work. Only he who now restrains, it's not an injection, he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. We know that's the Ruach HaKodesh that will be removed, that's still causing restraint. So the mystery of lawlessness is still at work. Let's read a few more. Matthew 23, 27 through 28. Woe you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which on the inside appear beautiful, but inside they are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. So you too outwardly appear righteous to men, but inwardly you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. That speaks for itself. Romans 4 and 7. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds have been forgiven and whose sins have been covered. Blueprint for Life is restoring the moral code codification back to the children of Israel, who are the indigenous black and brown people of this earth. Satan is at war with you. Right now there's a war on life. War is being declared on life. Everything that the Most High has created that gives life, this Neanderthal is trying to destroy it with his climate change, carbon theories, destroying the photosynthesis plants, trying to kill off and darken the atmosphere so that we don't have the rays of the sun to strengthen and give the nutrients to our plants. GMOs, like the fake fruits which you ministries to, my check my fruits, shaking hands with Hashatan. We know who you are. There's a war on life because the Edomites, the Neanderthals, Satan and his fallen angels and their seed, they want to win by default by wiping us off the face of the earth. The narrative has already been presented and everybody can see through it. Everybody knows what's going on with the pestilence and disease, but you never took it serious when you read about pestilence and disease in Revelations and Psalms 91. You just kind of skipped right over it. Now the narrative is in your face that the whole thing is being centered around pharmaceuticals, medicines, medical, and what you put in your body, your temple, to destroy your body and your temple in order to usher in a benevolent kingdom and an antichrist and an antichrist system. This is why we don't want to always preach and teach or do a show because a video got released or a narrative got released. They're spinning these narratives. Satan, with his five-point plan, is copying the book of Revelations and Daniel and making sure the media blocks out the fulfillment of prophecies and plagues. Brothers and sisters, we're in Goshen. Goshen was right outside of Egypt, and it was the place where the children of Israel stayed safe while the plagues were being released upon Egypt. We are in the Ark of Safety, and the Ark of Safety is within the law, statutes, and commandments. We're building the ministry now, which will take off when the storm comes. That's Noah building the Ark and the boat, and a ministry that lasted over 100 years did not take off until the storm came. This is why endurance and encouragement of faith is so important. That's what we're trying to do with you all now, and take advantage of the Sabbath and teach you things that will increase your faith, restore your faith. Because I hear many brothers and sisters, many of my brothers and sisters throughout the week, they get discouraged or swayed with a little bit of fear. And it's that little bit of fear that'll make them turn around and go get that jab. That's a precaution because they lost faith in Yah. or we're going to make them do a bunch of things that are expensive, costly, like moving to another country, moving to another state, uprooting your family, moving before it's time. We've got to wait on him. There's a song I was playing this morning. I must have played it 1,000 times because it encouraged me. It was like, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Wait on him and don't give up. And if that's ever the hour we're in, it's now. I strongly believe, brothers and sisters, family, that because I listen to so many people out there, and we're going so many different directions. We're just being just led astray. If we're all following the same Yah, we should be moving in the same direction. We should all be moving in the same direction. You've got to wait for divine instructions. And you can't panic in the process. I heard somebody say that one door will shut, and while you're waiting on the other door to open, you're in the hallway and the hallway is dark. And while you're waiting on the other door to open, there's panic in the hallway because it's a dark hallway. You can't see. You don't know what's coming. And so you panic. There's panic in the hallway while you're waiting on the other door to open. But what there should be is patience. In patience possess ye your soul, because this too shall pass. Trouble don't last always. 2 Corinthians 4:17. Trouble doesn't last always. And we're seeing trouble. We're seeing evil. We're seeing stupor. But evil is like the fuse of a firecracker. It's a short fuse. Then there's an explosion, and it's over. The trying of your faith worketh patience. After you've suffered a little while, the very Yah, the Most High God of truth, will humble you, settle you, establish you, make you perfect. So there's a disposition, a physical disposition you must take while you're waiting that shows Hashatan and these fallen deities and these demons that you're not panicking. And what I'm going to teach on with just a few scriptures at the end is that the title of the lesson is This Too Will Pass. But what I want you to know today, like Job, the Most High has confidence in you. That's why he spared you for this moment. If you're still alive and breathing, the Most High has confidence in you that you'll make it. What am I talking about? When Satan still had access to the seventh heaven, third heavens and all that, and would go with the sons of God and meet up in the heavens. Most High said, have you considered my servant Job? And Satan was accusing him, saying, if you take everything away, I bet you he'll go down. You know, he won't endure. And Yah said, go ahead. He had confidence in Job's relationship with him. He had confidence in how much Job loves him. And I'm here to let you know something, that the Most High has confidence in you. You have been reserved for a time such as this. You can do this. You can do this. We can do this. But we can't allow ourselves to be swayed or hang on to the very last word somebody else has given us. And, oh, this is what Brother So-and-so said, and I'm going with, no, let Brother So-and-so then teach you about some scriptures that you can read and apply to your life, and then you go teach your family so that you won't be moved, that you'll be planted like a tree by living waters. I'm not afraid of being surrounded by sin, because I am. I live in one of the worst cities in the world, the nation. Corruption and everything that started here, the First Church of Satan and all the, yeah. But I'm not afraid of it, though, because where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. And I know that angels are real, and that though I will be tried in the fire, I can be snatched out of the fire. And I know that there has to be witnesses that will stay in the fire and preach because you're not afraid. Brothers and sisters, the demons are more afraid of you than you need to be of them. They know who you are, and they know they can't touch you because you're a Sabbath keeper. You're a commandment keeper. You're not living lawless. You're not simple-minded anymore because Psalms 19:7 has taken you over. The law of the Lord is perfect, and it's converted my soul, and it made wise my simple mind. Now I see clearly. I said that in that song. I can see clearly now. This is the awakening. I see clearly. My mind is not shrouded by religion and temptation and foolishness and lawlessness. I have a blueprint for life that keeps me in line. I'm not saying I got grace to go do whatever the hell I want to do like the Sunday church taught you, where people barely got out of the doors committing fornication and adultery in their mind, physically, and with their eyes, where people were stealing money from you, your hard-earned money, right there inside those temples, pagan temples, worshiping wood and stone, as Deuteronomy said our people would do. Talking about near the cross and wearing crosses. Mecca, going to Islam. Two religions, Christianity and Islam, created by the Vatican, Rome, who's in charge along with these Freemasons calling shots now. Trust me, other nations are being eradicated, but the ultimate goal is to eradicate you because there's something in that poison that is going after the children of the Most High, the indigenous, because they've studied you for years. Every time you went and got a checkup, they took blood samples, or you went on to 23andMe or the other DNA sites and gave them samples of your blood. They were checking the blood so they can see if you were an Israelite. The computer and quantum computing has pretty much figured it out now, so they know where most of you are. And that's why they're sending special batches of their poison to that particular community. Because they're creating another world along with their metaverse that only the Luciferian can go into. They don't know that, well, they do know how close we are to the Most High's world coming to wipe them off the face of the earth. So this war on everything that's living and that's created by the Most High, you know, trying to get you to eat fake meat, there's just so much going on to destroy the blessings that he's put here for us. He said, I came that you might have life. Have it more abundantly. Is this abundant life? You have to occupy until he comes. Don't panic. Don't stop using the gifts he's given you. Last week, we said, count it all joy. No weapon formed against us can prosper. You still got to preach and keep the blood off your hands. No weapon formed against you can prosper. We are so close. I'm not about to put years on it and say this and that. I've heard people put 3 years, 10 years, 20 years, but I see how it's unfolding. But my job is not to talk to you about how it's unfolding and what he's doing and so that you 2 years from now will say, oh, that brother, how do you know he was really on it? So you'll glorify me again. This is getting pathetic with people looking for personal praise and trying to build up their coffers. You're acting just like the world. The rich are getting richer. Tell you what, let's get ready to get into this lesson, and I own the rights to this music. Don't have to say fair use. We're going to get into the scriptures. Be right back. welcome back. That was Mount Zion. Can't wait till we get there. I'm here. Welcome back. I'm V the Preacher, and you're listening to Blueprint for Life, The Awakening. This too shall pass. And as I mentioned, we want to exhort you today. And the theme is basically to wait on him and not give up, because trouble does not last always. Go to 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 with me. I'm going to share something. 1 Corinthians, let me paraphrase it for you. He will not put more on you than you can bear. We used to listen to that as a scripture just to encourage you for a temporary situation you were going through, but now we're understanding as the children of Israel that have been reserved for this hour that he is not going to put more on us than we can bear. You're listening to too many narratives of people telling you about guillotines and concentration camps. Well, let me ask you this. Job also said, since he loves you like Job and he has confidence in you, he said, for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Are you in this to win it? Because, first of all, let me read 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, because another scripture just popped in my head that quick, which is Romans 8, but I'll read this one first. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But Yah is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above all that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you might be able to bear it. You will get through this, and you will be able to bear it. Now let's go to Romans, the 8th chapter. I think... let's do 18, verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Hallelujah. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestations of the sons of God. Skip down to 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. 24, for we are saved by hope. And let's skip down to 28. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love the Most High, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. I want to get some more of Romans 8. I'm not done. Let's skip down. 31. What shall we then say to those things? If the Most High be for us, who can be against us? Why are you worried about some new world order and these secret societies, these Masons, everything that they're talking about? It's good to have the knowledge and to be in the know, but once we start digging into their books and their research and what they're talking about and what they're planning against us, no, we're not ignorant to Satan's devices, but in this game, especially on the Sabbath, the set-apart day, which is Kodesh, we are edifying and exhorting one another to continue in the faith. I tell you, when I go back to these people that have praised themselves on the back, collecting money from our people, making merchandise of our people, you are not doing nothing like Apostle Paul, Shaul, who said, this one thing I do. He said, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me. That's the last lesson you preach, last accomplishment you made. You got to stop saying, we got 100,000 subscribers, or I've accomplished this. You stuck in the world, and it's time to come out of her, people, out of her religions, her parties, her clubs, her doings, her activities, her entertainment, her lust. Her sexualizing everything. The whole world has been dumbed down and made to be addicted to pornography and sex, because all you do is seek pleasure now. Skip to verse 38. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, fallen angels, nor principalities, demons, nor powers, your CERN machine, your mandates, you fake politicians, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Yah, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What did you sign up for? So what if you have to die for what you believe in? A lot of you don't have the faith in the Most High in these scriptures or relationship with him that has transcended you and transformed you if you're still walking in fear. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You are not there. So you will be the one anyway that he will say, depart from me, I never knew you. You walked in fear. You moved according to the dictates of the flesh and not the dictates of the spirit. You didn't walk in the spirit. You didn't have faith. How do you know that you're walking in the spirit? You're walking in the spirit when you're not being lawless and you're walking under the dictates of the statutes, laws, and commandments. Because 1 John 2:3-4, I love to do my scriptures every week. We hereby do know that we know him, that we're walking in the spirit. We hereby do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. For if you say you love him, but you don't keep his commandments, you are a liar. That's, you're in the flesh. You're following Satan, who's a father of lies. You are a liar, and the truth is not in you. And who's the truth? Yeshua, HaMashiach, whom this world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ. Spirit of truth will come upon you, and you'll be transformed. Regene, your DNA will be changed. Let's keep going. I want to go to the next scripture because I don't want to spend much time today belaboring this truth. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, because I got some great scriptures I want to show you out of 2 Baruch and 2 Esdras and these other books to encourage you. You're going to run. This is, you're going to find out why they hide all these books from you, because these books were for a time such as this, so you wouldn't be able to unfold the narrative. All I do is look at what they're doing, and I'm shaking my head because I can see right through it, knowing these scriptures, and I see what they're creating, and the swolled up words, and the words that they use to dissuade you from seeing past their scheme, their game, what they're doing, what they're creating. They're selling the benefits. But you have to look beyond the benefits they're selling. And you've seen it because they always put it in your face in these movies like The Matrix, The Terminator, Star Wars, Avatar. Really scary. I'm going to try to do the show next week about the fact that now that you are connected to the Internet of Things because you took that thing, that medical, you made that medical decision and took that thing, that you can now be connected to the Internet of Things, and they just put a patent on a new device where your consciousness can be downloaded into the machine, and you can effectively utilize the avatar in this so-called metaverse and actually have the sensations and feeling of what happens inside that place. Coming back down to sex again, but also war, love, hurt, and pain. People are going to be addicted to living in augmented reality. First Thessalonians 5. Let me keep reading this word. They already prepped y'all, the ones that would sit up and play video games all day for 4 or 5 hours. You prep. You're ready to go. You can't wait for this to happen. First Thessalonians 5, 9 through 11. For the Most High hath not appointed us to wrath. Let me say it again. This too shall pass is the initial title of the lesson. Listen closely. You used to read this and think it was for the little tribulation, little trial you were going through to make you strong. No, it's for the narrative of these times, the stupor, the tribulation, the hour of judgment that's coming on the whole world. Put yourself in the situation and read 9. For the Most High hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our HaMashiach Yeshua, who died for us, that whether we are awake, that means alive, or sleep, dead in the grave, we should live together with him. He's not appointed us to wrath, so what you want to do is avoid hell and the lake of fire. not live in fear of what man can do to you. You don't fear who can destroy the body, but he that can destroy the body and the soul. He has not appointed you to wrath. That was not the game plan for you. He said, I know the plans that I have for you, to give you an expected end. Now, if you have enough faith, you can navigate through this thing and be one of the blessed that will behold him crack the firmament and come through the sky. It's the fearful now that are making bad medical decisions and leaving here early because you were taught something that didn't happen that way. And now we're deeply immersed in parts of the Bible that you read, but you scratch in your head and say, but wait a minute. Let's get some more. Ezekiel, the 8th chapter. I'm turning my own scriptures because I don't have a lot of followers. I've erased so many. I'm not on social media. I've erased so many Facebook pages. I don't play all that. Matthew's the 6th chapter. Some of the greatest things, brothers and sisters, you will ever do for the Most High, nobody will hear about or ever see. And that's the way it's supposed to be, because you'll get your reward. Some of the greatest miracles that will be that will function and happen through your life by your hands, there won't be nobody else there but you. But you will know. And that's the stuff that increases your faith. Sorry, I'm being a little sarcastic, but I'm sick of the foolishness of these people in these camps always in defense mode trying to defend this foolishness that they're putting forth. Forgive me for that. But, you know, I'm a warrior for the Most High, and I know the little foxes destroy the vine and how Satan tries to creep in. We're not operating like the world, because I'm still looking for Apostle Peter and John and Paul's social media accounts. See how many followers they got. God forbid. Do you know when they numbered? When they numbered the people in the Old Testament, they got in trouble with the Most High for numbering the people, counting, doing a census. It brought judgment. Think about that for a minute. Ezekiel 8 and 1 through 4. And it came to pass in the 6th year, in the 6th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I sat in my house. Oh, I want you to see this. I know where I'm going here. Body snatchers, angels. I want to encourage you about the fact that the angels are with you and what happens in the spirit, in your dreams, in your sleep. The fact that Enoch was translated and went up into the 7th heaven. The fact that Apostle Paul went up into the other heaven, because blood and flesh will not, the corruptible cannot be amongst the incorruptible and the spirit of the Most High. Can't see him like that and live. You'll die. DNA and blood won't even inherit the kingdom when you get this new body. But I want you to see how you can be snatched up, because of those of you living in fear are worried about where you live, are worried about the bombs, the wars, the fire, the camps, the military. You have no idea of who you're serving and what you're immersed into, what you've been called into. You've been called into something, but will you endure and stand strong and see the salvation of the Most High? Listen to what happened to Ezekiel. He said, I sat in my house and the elders of Judah sat before me, that the hand of the Most High, Yah, fell there upon me while I was in my house with my friends. Check out verse 2. Then I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire from the appearance of his loins, even downward fire, and from his loins even upward as the appearance of brightness, as the color of amber. Angel came into the room. We know what the color of amber is. You look into that later. Verse 3. And he put forth the form of a hand. And it took me by a lock, that's right, dreadlock, of my head. And the Spirit lifted me up between earth and the heaven and brought me in the vision of the Most High to Jerusalem, transported him to another place, to the door of the inner gate that looked toward the north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provoketh to jealousy. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there. The Most High was there, according to the vision that I saw in the plain. My God, are you hearing this? Snatched, sitting in a room with the elders in the presence of Yah, came into the room and snatched him away and took him to Jerusalem, and he was in the presence of Yah and began to show him a vision if you study the rest of it. I'm just going to stop right there, because I don't think you really understand who we're serving and what we're doing, how we're living. I don't think you know the power that lies within you, your tabernacle, which is why you should not put anything in your body that will keep you from connectivity to the Most High, which is why you must walk in the Spirit, which is why you must endure, which is why you must delight yourself in Him. Delight yourself in keeping the laws and the Sabbath because of this power. When it gets ready to hit, because He does not want to appoint you to wrath, you'll be snatched out of harm's way. You don't believe it. All right, let's go to Acts 8 and 39. Let's go to Acts 8 and 39. I'm trying to get you excited about who you serve. You will be just like Star Trek. Scotty, beam me up. They was trying to tell you because they know, but they don't. They want to eliminate you before you ever come back into the knowledge of how powerful you are as a people when serving your God. So I got to keep you distracted. That means, don't you know, they will use your churches, your pastors, your elders, your so-called consciousness teachers, your so-called, even your camp stuff. People have tried to compromise people to decertify, de-establish our awakening. They're even using that word, which makes me not want to use the word. I don't even call myself what they call us, BHIs. Let me read Acts 8 and 39 about being snatched up. And when they were come up out of the water, listen to this. Let me skip up so you can get the narrative, the context of this chapter. Let's go to 35. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him, Yesha. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me? Baptize me. Can't believe you got camps with so many people following them and won't baptize people. The eunuch wanted to be baptized. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ, Yesha HaMashiach is his name, not that Eurocentric dude, is the Son of the Most High. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up, that reminds me of the time I tried to baptize a brother at the beach, and we both went up under the waves. So I don't feel so bad now. He commanded the chariot to stand still, okay? Let's skip to 39. And when they were come up out of the water, after coming out of the water, the Spirit, the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Listen, brothers and sisters, do you see what just happened there? Right after he baptized him, Philip was body snatched and transported somewhere else. This is after Christ has already gone back into heaven, the type of miracles that were happening in our era, our time. You have no idea of what's inside of you to help you get through this if you just stand for the Most High with a mind like Job, because the Most High has confidence in you just like he had with Job. When he said, go ahead, try it. You have been saved for this hour. And you can do this. And I'm encouraging you today to let you know that you have power to tread upon scorpions, lay hands on the sick, and they recover. Cast out demons. Heal the sick. That's from these fake flus, colds, COVID-19, everything. You got to have a spirit like this, brother, the eunuch, to be healed. And then you got the other person who's laying hands has to operate in the power. And I want you to know today that if you sell out to these commandments, these laws, this word, and you decide to walk away from the world and say, God, I'll live, but God, I'll die, and say, I'm done, I guarantee you, you will see the power of Yah operate in your life, because he wants to utilize you in this last hour in this earth. Because there's a stupor on everybody. Let me read a little bit more to encourage you. I think I got another one. Okay, we already talked about Job. Let's talk about, I think I want to look at Book of Enoch. Book of Enoch, 19:1 with me. Let's talk about how these spirits, these demons, these entities operate. I want you to see something real quick. 19:1. Don't read too fast. Go slow. And Uriel said to me, Enoch, here shall stand the angels. He was in the heavens and he was revealing things to him. Caught up, body snatched into the heavens, who have connected themselves with the women, talking about the fallen watchers. It was over 200 of them that were supposed to watch us, but ended up sleeping with the women and leaving their first estate. But listen to this. And their spirits, assuming many different forms, are defiling mankind and shall lead them astray into sacrificing to demons as gods. These demons and fallen deities and angels that this world is calling aliens and going to reveal to you soon, because they have been communicating with fallen angels that you think are falling stars and asteroids and meteorites. They're the ones that have been bringing technology to man, because they're upset that they've been cast down from the heavens and now they're stuck in the firmament and they have no access to the Most High, and they know what their judgment's going to be. We, the indigenous, the black and brown, are going to judge them. That's found in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. Know ye not that we will judge the angels? Do you know how pissed off Lucifer and Satan is that we have that privilege? And now they're still here, and they have the ability, according to 19, to assume many different forms. Look like a person, a man, an animal, and defile mankind. And here you have these Edomites, Amalekites. They love this paganism and worshiping these deities. And they've got the children of Israel, you, who were identified in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, worshiping these fallen angels and deities and not wanting to turn back to the commandments and worship the one and only true God, the Most High, the highest, who is in another dimension, seven heavens above. And all you can relegate your puny mind is to thinking right here, in this realm, underneath this firmament, where these demons are trapped and taking on different spirits and possessing politicians that are creating policies to destroy our families. Let me help you once again so that you know how you're connected. He maketh us to sit in heavenly places. When Christ died, the veil of the temple was ripped. And now I can boldly approach the throne. I don't need a high priest to go into a cave into the Holy of Holies for me. Now, spiritually, same place that Ezekiel was in when he was snatched away by the dreadlock, I can be snatched up in the spirit, in prayer, in meditation, in my bed, in my sleep, in my dreams. Do you realize angels have the ability to go in and out your dreams, and demons too? Have you gotten yourself to the point where you've got enough word, strength, and power in you to control the attacks that come in your sleep? I said last week, I gave an analogy about a martial artist. First year or two, when he gets attacked, he's going to revert back to swinging arms. Maybe by year five, it's second nature. It's in you. You automatically will do the forms, the katas, the moves, the blocks. You'll know them because it's innate. And the only way you can get that inside of you is to practice this word. Show yourself, approve, and study it, and read it, and love it, and eat it. Like he told Ezekiel, eat the whole roll, man. And I don't care if you don't like it, swallow it. Eat your vegetables. That's how serious this is. You're equipping yourself so that you can have this type of connectivity, because of what we're dealing with, fallen deities and demons that are trying to destroy you. They've gotten so, man, they've perfected now these masks and these bodies, these doubles, doppelgangers and clones. You don't know what you're dealing with, who you're talking to, because a fallen angel is cursed. Lucifer and the demons that were here, serpents, reptiles. I need you to expand your mind spiritually, because that little narrative you was holding on 20 years ago, where you just go on Sunday and you just relegated to the simple things, we can no longer be simple. We can't. We can't. This is a serious warfare we're in, and it never stops. But you will make it till the end. Lose the fear. Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. Then I got some exciting scriptures to give you. We're going to call it half a day. I'm going to call it a day. But this is a day that the Most High has made, and we're going to rejoice the entire day. Some of you, when you get off this show, you need to turn on some joyful music and just shout and dance. Sometimes for your spirit, rejoice, worship, praise. Turn the news off. Man, I didn't want to be live today, but I think it's the coffee I had. I shouldn't drink coffee before I do these lessons. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Third, 16 says this. Deuteronomy 32, 16 through 17. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger. That's what we did to the Most High. Wanted to go worship these fallen deities, these fallen angels. And they're hidden in Greek mythology, Roman mythology. It's not a myth. These people and us worshiped these gods, these fallen angels, angels that were created from fire and water on the first day of creation. We weren't created till the sixth. Listen to this, 17. They sacrificed unto devils, not to the Most High, but to gods whom they knew not. To new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Our forefathers looked at these fallen angels and was like, pathetic. That's what Enoch said, because they asked Enoch to go back to the Most High and plead their cause, ask him to forgive them. And you know Satan is mad, just like Esau's mad, because there's no room for repentance. They made bad decisions. The watchers said, let's go sleep with them women. Can't get back. Esau wanted some pottage, some bloody stew. Can't get his birthright back. Belongs to Jacob now. Our fathers didn't fear these fallen deities. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter says, whom the gods of this world have blinded the minds of them. The ones that have been cast out of heaven. First of all, when Satan fell, I saw Satan fall like lightning, which is in Isaiah, the 14th chapter. He brought a third of the angels from heaven with him. We don't know what that number is, but I'm sure it's in the millions, if not billions. These spirits are here. Enoch, the 10th chapter and the 15th chapter, tells you about these demons and what they do. And the spirits of the fallen, the spirits of the giants who died, they come to cause problems, sickness, danger, fear, torment. But when you look at 2 Corinthians 4, it makes it clear that all these fallen angels, false religions, Shabuddha, and all this stuff, Hindu, it's here to deceive you and blind your mind from seeing the truth. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Yeshua, HaMashiach, is king. He's king. So these false religions are trying to deceive you. And we got the whole world sacrificing unto demons. By the way, happy feast of dedication season. Yeah, I know everybody's going to be celebrating it in all these different type of weeks, but rededicate your body, rededicate your commitment to Yah so that you can be strong and endure. But I would say rededicate every day. But this story is, this holy day is based on the book of Maccabees, where the Maccabean brothers took back the temple because they had taken our temple from us. Started sacrificing the blood of pigs on our altars, which was desecrating the altars. And we took it back during this season. And if you need to take it back, it's time for you to take it back. Please stop being lukewarm, brothers and sisters, and playing with this thing. Come into the power of the stuff that I'm revealing to you, because this is what you, when you watch these superhero movies, they're trying to desensitize you to the fact that you are the ones that they're making these movies about. They're trying to become like you through their cyborg technology and their transhumanism. And people have signed up for transhumanism, which is also state-sponsored suicide because it doesn't last. Iron and clay can't stick together. I got some good ones for you. I'm going to close out with these real quick. If you can go to your internet, you can go to the Apocalypse of Baruch. This is not found in your typical Apocrypha. The pseudepigrapha probably has this book. It's called The Apocalypse of Baruch. And I'm going to read from the 51st chapter. hear me out. This is going to bless you. And it shall come to pass when that appointed day has gone by, that then shall the aspect of those who are condemned be afterwards changed, and the glory of those who are justified. Verse 2, for the aspect of those who now act wickedly shall become worse than it is, as they shall suffer torment. Also, as for the glory of those who have now been justified in my Torah, who have had understanding in their life, and who have planted in their heart the root of wisdom, then their splendor shall be glorified and changes, and the form of their face shall be turned into the light of their beauty, that they may be able to acquire and receive the world which does not die, which has been promised to them. Here's our promises, brothers and sisters. We're going to be changed, we who keep Torah, law, commandments, not lawless. Verse 4. For over this, above all, shall those who come then lament that they rejected my Torah and stopped their ears that they might not hear wisdom or receive understanding. Book of Proverbs tells us, he that turneth his ear away from the law, even his prayer is an abomination, because you didn't want to hear the law, which is always in effect. That's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Not the tenets of falsivity within various religions that are daughters of Babylon, the Vatican, the Catholic Church, and Rome, instituted to enslave you and deceive you. Verse 5, when therefore they see those over whom they are now exalted, but who shall then be exalted and glorified more than they shall respectively be transformed, the latter, into the splendor of angels. Talking about us. And the former shall yet more waste away. That's the past. In wonder at the visions and in the beholding of the forms. For they shall first behold and afterwards depart to be tormented. They're going to see your change when Yeshua comes back, and then they'll have to leave to be tormented. And they'll know who you are, because they'll know you kept these laws and that you stood your ground. Now here comes the good part. Verse 7, but those who have been saved by their works, and to whom the Torah has been now a hope and understanding, an expectation and wisdom, a confidence, shall wonders appear in their time. Verse 8, for they shall behold the world which is now invisible to them, and they shall behold the time which is now hidden from them. Verse 9, and time shall no longer age them. For in the heights of that world shall they dwell, and they shall be made like unto the angels, and be made equal to the stars, and they shall be changed into every form they desire, from beauty into loveliness, and from light into the splendor of glory. This is you, brothers and sisters, who are willing to stand and endure. Everything that you can't see, you will see. Verse 11, for there shall be spread before them the extents of paradise, and there shall be shown to them the beauty of the majesty of the living creatures which are beneath the throne, and all the armies of the angels who are now held fast by my word, lest they should appear and are held fast by a command, that they may stand in their places till their advent comes. The seventh heaven is where, at the top, the Most High sits and his throne is. These other creatures and angels and animals created for worship, and these angels that are waiting for war, are in the heavens beneath. The first heaven is up to the firmament, where the moon and stars, the fourth day of creation, lies. You know that if you studied these other books. So I'm encouraging you to do so. Brothers and sisters, it says we'll have the ability to transform. Are you reading this? I'm trying to encourage you with this. This is amazing. You are more than you even begin to know and understand, but you're letting the lies you've been taught your entire life relegate you to this dimension, this realm, this earth, this life, and what you get here. When this body, when it's time, will be transformed to immortal, Get your Apocrypha. Let's do 2nd Esdras. 6 and 25. Maybe we'll go to the 28th verse. 2nd Esdras 6, verse 25. Whosoever remaineth from all these that I have told thee shall escape and see my salvation and the end of your world. Pause. That's those who he has confidence in. The ones that are going to escape all of this. I know it's getting thick. There's a remnant. We're going to escape it. Whoever remains, didn't give in, from all these that I have told thee shall escape and see my salvation and the end of your world. And the men that are received shall see it, who have not tasted death from their birth. And the heart of the inhabitants shall be changed and turned into another meaning. For evil shall be put out and deceit shall be quenched. As for faith, it shall flourish. Corruption shall be overcome. And the truth, which hath been so long without fruit, shall be declared. Hallelujah. Wait on him. Don't give up. Trouble don't last always, and this too shall pass. You are more than you know. You have more backing you up than you understand. You just can't give in to the dictates and lust of the flesh. You got to be strong. And the way this world is now, who would want anything to do with what Satan is dishing out? Because he's scurrying and panicking because he has but a short amount of time. A very short window. Very short window. These demons are fighting within themselves, jockeying for power. But we're not here to talk about them. I'm here to encourage you on the Sabbath. Increase your faith. And no weapon formed against you can prosper. You continue to lift up your voice like a trumpet in Zion and show our people their transgressions. And greater is he that's in you than anything that's in the world. And that's an understatement to most people. He's in you. All the mysteries of the universe from the beginning of time actually live within you if you've got the word, the commandments, and the ruach living in you and you've been baptized. You don't understand the power that lies inside of you. So the world is trying to suppress it, demonize you, laugh at you, make you look like you're simple to the sleep and blind and worshipers of Satan who are just following him like the Pied Piper. Give me more shots. I have another one. Turn on the music. Turn on the rage. Who's got drugs? I'd rather be part of this number. And if it means I have to endure, which I know we don't have much time, but if I have to endure for that short space of time, I reckon the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. We can't even compare it. But why? Don't even say you're suffering. As we said last week, count it joy. Stop saying, woe is me. What's going to happen to me? Who's going to feed me? Who's going to supply my need? The reading of the testimonies of the Lord in these scriptures are to let you know how he brings his people out and he always supplies the needs. And you must wait on him. Wait on him, I say. Wait on him and find joy, solace in doing so. Have no doubt and have no fear. Have no doubt, have no fear. Most High is much more near than you understand, than you know. So I say to the people as I get ready to go, the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey and not a destination. Kwam Yasha Allah. Shalom to everyone. Enjoy the rest of your Sabbath. This has been V the Preacher here on Blueprint for Life. This too shall pass.